Rays and Twins battling for wild card positioning entering Tuesday. Ah, the simple pleasures. Jake Odorizzi has really struggled at home in recent weeks, but in the bottom of the fourth, he has staked to a lead.
Here's a swing and a fly ball to right. Kepler going back, turns around, and there's the all. Lucas Duda with his 10th home run as a Ray.
Here it is. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. Number three for Odorizzi.
And the 3-2. He got him. Struck him out.
Odorizzi's 3-2 pitch. Curveball. Strike three called. He has no hit. The Twins through six. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Powerful left-hand batter awaiting. Swinging and lining one down the right field line. That's going to get in. A fair ball. And no throw to the plate. It's an RBI double for Duda. The Rays lead is 2-0.
Now the right hitter ready to go. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Swinging a ground ball back up toward the middle. Off the bag at second. Echeverria bare hands throws, and it's not going to be in time. So the Twins get their first hit.
So first and third with one out. And a ground ball. Echeverria out at second. Out at first. And the Rays on the double play ball end it.
Jake Odorizzi took a no-hit bid into the seventh, and Lucas Duda went deep in the fourth as the Rays held on for a 2-1 victory over the Twins on Tuesday night at the Trop. Here was Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
Well, that was fairly exciting there at the end. Good to see Alex come through it. You know, nothing's easy. He makes it look easy a lot of times. And he got challenged tonight a little bit. Got challenged with the home run. Then he got challenged with covering first. And I think he might have tweaked his ankle. I think he's totally fine. That was the reason for concern to go out there. And then Hetch just continues to make just special plays. Odorizzi was outstanding. That's probably the highlight of the night as far as seeing him good. I mean, I know he's had a tough stretch here. For the life of me, I can't figure out why our fans were booing him when he came off the off the field. But I thought he threw the ball really well. So got enough hits from Duda, supplied the runs. Pretty good recipe for us to win a ball game.
It was Lucas Duda who broke a scoreless deadlock in the fourth inning, taking Bartolo Colon deep for a solo shot as the Rays went on for a 2-1 victory over the Twins on Tuesday night. Duda spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to contribute tonight. You know, good overall team win. And like I said, Odo pitched amazing. Tommy came in, did a great job, and, Colome with the save. So great overall pitching performance by them tonight.
Your home run in the fourth came on an 0-2 count. What are you thinking on that final swing?
Just try to make contact. Try to put the bat on the ball. I was lucky enough to get a good piece of it and carry it out.
Jake Odorizzi had really struggled in his previous starts at Tropicana Field, but he erased all those bad memories on Tuesday with one solid outing. He took a no-hit bid into the seventh on his way to 6 2/3 innings of scoreless ball as the Rays edged the Twins 2-1. Odorizzi shared his thoughts after the game.
Just a really good day. Felt good. Had some life on all my pitches and just had a good feel for everything. So it's nice to pitch on a day like today.
What was the biggest difference for you tonight in this outing?
Just establishing the strike zone. My fastball had a little more life on it today, so I was able to, you know, get some swings and misses as opposed to some foul offs and this and that, and I was able to locate down in the zone and locate early. So put him in swing mode, and I just, like I said, just had some good stuff, so it all just played really well.
All right, so seventh inning, what's your reaction to Joe Mauer's single?
Just wasn't meant to be. I mean, the base has been there since they created the game, so just how it happens. But, you know, he's a good guy. I've heard awesome things about him. He's had a lot of hits in his career, so can't really do too much about it. Made a pitch, we had a guy there, hit a base, just wasn't in the cards.
What do you think happens if it doesn't hit the base? Think Hetch makes the play?
Yeah, I mean, on the video, he's right behind it. So it would have been an out, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. It was a hit, and the big thing is we won, and Kahlo was able to come in, lock it down, and get out of a big jam right there. So that's a big win for us, and you can see the emotion in everybody after we pulled it out.
The Rays send Blake Snell to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Aaron Slagers.